Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Today's sermon is going to be taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we need to know his trickery, what the devil's all about. And to get a full context, we're going to read through Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 12 through 18. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principles, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly place. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the evil days and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having putting on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shodded your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to their end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And there's a lot going on here, and we're going to be covering a lot of material. Bear with me. And the synopsis that I had written out in our bulletins pretty much explains it all. Christians have been provided protection with the armor of God to stand against the wiles of the devil. The question is, do we utilize God's armor? Our Lord gives us all that we need to fight spiritual battles of life, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And Christ is our strength, and our own strength is futile. Our conqueror, Christ himself, defeated death and sin when he rose again on the third day. Jesus made salvation possible for all those, the whole world, for those who put their belief and faith upon him. And this is the kicker right here. We as Christians have all the armor we need through Christ Jesus to serve him faithfully for his glory and for his purpose. And we have a three-point message today. Why have we been given the armor? I ask a lot of questions in my head and to other people. Why does God give us the armor? You'll get that through the scriptures. And point two is for our protection. And point three, Christ, it's all because of Christ. That is it. Proverbs 28:26 says, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. Before you leave your house, do you put on the armor of God? Or do you run out without the armor? These are questions that you should be asking yourself. We're in point one. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Now, this was written couple thousand years ago, and it's no different then until now. Christian brothers and sisters, we are fighting daily spiritual battles. Our God has given everything we need to combat evil, which is sin. The devil is real and wants nothing more to see you fall. Do you believe that? Consider the why we have been given the armor of God. We are weak, but he is strong. The night is far spent. the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let's put on the armor of light. Christ is our light. That's the bottom line. We have to put him on. All the wording in the armor is directed towards him and him alone. In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22, it says, you must not fear them, for the Lord your God himself fights for you. And this is when the Israelites were getting ready to go into the promised land. We have the same God that Moses and Joshua had, and he will fight for you. Isn't that amazing? The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. It's deception is what it is. And this is what happens to an unsaved person. They hate instructions and they cast my word behind you. They don't want to embrace his word. His word is one of the armors of God. But for a believer, this makes sense. Buy the truth and do not sell it, all wisdom and instruction and understanding. And we must, imperative, not give place to the devil. We cannot give him an inch. If we do, then this is what's going to take place. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. We don't want to be enticed by the devil. We want to flee from the devil. The scripture clearly says, resist him and he will flee. This is frightening. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. And that's why we've been given the armor, to know right from wrong, to know truth from error. We can hear something and say that's not right. It's very frightening when you sit on the side of somebody for years and they're not here anymore, and you ask yourself why. I don't know. I don't want to be one of them people that fall away. I want to be grounded in the truth. Peter says this, therefore gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and rest in your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lust that's in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. That's a tall order. That's what he wants us to do. Be holy, for I am holy. It's not an option. This is expected holiness. And holiness and righteousness before him all the days of your life. This is in the gospel. We have to want him. Walk as worthy, repentant sinners and please him and not grieve the Spirit which was given us to us. The day we believed, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. This not on Sunday mornings. If you're a believer, you have the mind of Christ. A fundamental duty of the Christian, then, it is said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? By putting on the armor of God. Doing His will and not our own, not our own selfish desires. Not what we want to do, but what He wants us to do. And how are we going to know that? By diving into His Word, by praying. There's no shortcuts. This is how it's done. You got to dive into His Word, know what His Word is, and do it. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. And we must remember this. Our heart is known by God. There is nothing that you can hide from Him. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not be moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which we preach to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. And this is our spiritual hope. Christ, His Word, is our hope. That's what we hope. Our hope comes in the Bible. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Just like he is holy and we should be holy, he is pure, we should be pure. We should be purging all of the rubbish out and putting pure in. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of our God. And we should be praising our God, worshiping our God, and glorifying our God. Now, this is a benediction, but it seemed to be very befitting to use this. Now, to Him who was able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Without Him, we can do nothing. He has done it all for us. This comes right from Jesus. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. And that's His love, and that's His sacrifice that He did for us. He bore our sins on that tree. He paid our sin debt in full, and the price was His precious blood. And our salvation comes by faith and belief in Christ alone. Sin and death no longer reigns upon us because of our faith and belief in Him. And because of that, we have been given the Holy Spirit as our teacher. And this comes from 1 John 2:22. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. The Holy Spirit will guide us, will teach us in all things. But we have to go into His Word. We can't think we know something. We have to go into His Word and know the truth. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because He lives, we live. We are children of God. We are children of the Most High God if you put your belief and faith upon Him and Him alone. And while we are in the world, we are armed with God's armor. We are to defend our faith, and we are to spread the good news, which is the gospel, and the hope that's in us. And if you ever really look at how he presents the armor in the passages, in the scriptures, we're not to retreat, we're to march forward as soldiers. We're not to retreat ever. And these are some promises that we extracted from the Bible. And there's a few to consider. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. That's a promise. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation there will be made a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And there's one more. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish and ground you, guard you from the evil one. And these are all promises that we have in the Bible. But we have to put the armor of God on. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a sound mind. In this, when you're obedient to God, you can be invincible. And this scripture points us to this. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. And we'll continue in 2 Timothy. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We've been chosen for a purpose. What is that purpose for you? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. I know what my purpose is. I don't know about anybody else, but I know what I'm supposed to be doing. If you dive into his word, you will know what your purpose is. He wants us to be faithful. I know that. He's giving everybody at least one gift according to the scriptures. I don't know what that is for you. You have to figure that out by diving into his word. Ask questions. We have an amazing, loving God that wants nothing more than for us to keep growing in his likeness. If you don't want to grow, there's an old saying, you could go. And that's frightening. But I know our God, the devil wants us to go. But I know our God wants us to stay firm, rooted in him, by him giving us the whole canon of scripture. We have everything we need to combat the devil. He is cunning, he's baffling, he's powerful. And he wants nothing more than for us to fall. When a righteous person falls, it just gives a black eye. And we grieve the spirit. He is absolutely amazing. Our God is an awesome God. And he wants us to put the armor of God. So I just ask you, do you put the armor of God on to stand against the trickery of the devil? We're going to end in prayer. Holy Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what you've done. The book, your word, the Holy Bible that you've given us. May we as Christians just go to your word for truth, for knowledge, for learning, to grow in truth, to be equipped to stand against sin, the devil, evil. And may we apply this in our lives. And may we not grieve your spirit when we do fall short, because we have all fallen short of your glory, Lord. And we just pray that you give us, through the Holy Spirit, what you want each of us to do as Christian children for your purpose. Everybody has a purpose. May we not shun the responsibilities that will be thrusted upon us, but embrace them and go forth in gusto. May the rest of the service, through the interlude and the communion, just bring us closer to you, Lord. In all this, I pray in Jesus' name, amen.